Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, is this a joke?
No, ma'am. I'm the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
You guys charged me for something I did not sign up for.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you with this. Can I please have the zip code and first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
99202 Rose Martinez.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the shipping address that would be associated with the account you're calling in about, please, ma'am?
Sure. 2319 East First Avenue, Spokane, Washington, 99202.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I've pulled up an account with that information today.
Sure.
Thank you so much. I'm reviewing the account as we speak to see what's going on here. Please stand in line while I do so.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So I see your account was for the Bites Hub meal planning app. This app was a fitness and mobile app designed for people, was a meal planning app to help you focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also included meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. Okay. That was created when you entered into a contest for a mixer. Do you remember ever doing any type of contest entry for a mixer back on 4/7?
I have three mixers. I don't need another one, so I don't want one.
So you never entered into a contest for a mixer that would allow you to get
this discount? No, I don't do contests because of this fact.
Okay. Did anyone else in your household possibly enter into a contest?
Well, it's just my husband. It's just my husband, and I know he didn't do a contest, and I have two Rottweilers, and I don't think they did it.
I understand, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to go and assist you with getting this file. It's fraud for you today. Now, do you need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank?
No.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that.
I just found it today.
Thank you for verifying that, ma'am. I'll go ahead and get this file as fraud. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud. We will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when this order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where the order took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
Because I didn't sign up for any contest.
Thank you for
Send them over
that.
The police. I don't care. Holy shit.
I'm going to
get arrested.
I'm filing as fraud. No, ma'am. You're not going to get arrested.
Because
I'm explaining to you.
$59 on her account.
Ma'am.
And I just noticed it. Yes.
You're not going to get arrested, ma'am. I'm explaining to you our process for how
this is what you got people do.
I'm explaining to you our process how we look into seeing who initially made it and committed the account because it's fraud.
Okay.
That's just part of our investigation. You're not getting arrested. That's not what I said.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I'm filing it as fraud for you, and I'll be working on your refund for the fraud claim, ma'am. Please stay on the line.
Well, one of these days I'm going to end up in jail. And she's going with me. The only way I can sleep. Oh, then you'll get stuck with Matilda.
I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim and the refund for you. Thank you for your patience.
I think that Matilda just likes to destroy all my stuff. Well, yeah, but Lawrence is my dog.
Okay, you see your account has been filed as fraud, and I've refunded the $59.89 back to your account for for that fraud claim. You'll see that back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. And I have a confirmation number regarding your refund whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Yes, let me get the paper out because someone named O gave me confirmation too.
This is for your refund. This is separate from the cancellation. But I'll be more than happy to verify that for you.
So,
refund confirmation number for the $59.89 refund is 713057-8127.
Hello?
Do you have that down, ma'am? The confirmation number? Would you like me to repeat it for you?
No. What is your name?
My name is Joseph, ma'am. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department, ma'am.
Joseph?
Is there any? Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You stay safe out there.